Much to the chagrin of worldwide socialism, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
And, folks, I was wondering when some of you were going to catch on. We're starting to get calls from people who are watching Bo Greitz's Spike video very carefully. And they're beginning to see the light. I'm not going to tell you what's there, folks. I'm just going to let you... we're going to see how many intelligent people out there have been listening to this program and can spot the symbology of the mystery religion of Babylon. You see, even Greitz laughs at you. I think it's hilarious. But some people are catching on. They're calling us and telling us what they found. And it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Going to... what happened to that fax? Where is it?
Oh, so interesting.
I've been infiltrated.
So interesting.
I got to read you something that's extremely important here. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to know this. And pay attention. Write this down. If you don't have pen and paper, get it now. Right now. I don't know why I have to tell you that every night. Every night. Every night, somebody's sitting out there with no paper, no pen.
Oh, wait a minute now. Most people now, when they telephone, they have paper and pen right with them.
Good. That's good, folks. Yeah, I know. I'm just talking to the sheeple that haven't learned yet, trying to bring it home to them. Because invariably, they hear something that they wish they'd written down, and they call Carolyn and say, I didn't get that when you said it. Listen to this. Write it down. Take action. Another one of your freedoms is at stake here. We don't have many left, you know. U.S. Congress is attempting, folks, to impose teacher certification requirement on homeschools and private schools. The freedom of virtually all homeschoolers is at stake. Now, I'm telling you, if Congress imposes teacher certification on homeschools, essentially all homeschoolers will lose their freedom to teach their own children. And you know what that means. Me, personally, I don't care what kind of laws they pass. They will not stop me from teaching my child the truth. Nor will my child attend their brainwashing facilities. Will not happen. And they have no jurisdiction over me because they have declared war upon me and they have destroyed my country. But I want everybody to take action on this. We have to fight the battle every way that we can fight it for as long as we can fight it. House Resolution 6. House Resolution 6 is the reauthorization of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. The bill is over 700 pages long. 700 pages long. You must get it and read it. House Resolution 6. It's an extensive and dangerous increase of federal control over all forms of education, public, private, and home schools. Now, we've been advised that this bill will be on the floor of the House on February the 24th, so time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. You know, this is the 16th. 8 more days, folks. Which means you have to start calling now, call all day tomorrow, call every day, call as many times as you can, call repeatedly. Don't just call once, call 40 times if you can get through. Write, fax, telegram. If you can, go personally to see your congressman and your senator and beat on their desk, yell in their face. Don't listen to all this Radio Freemasonry crap. Be nice to your congressman. They're not nice to you. Tell them like it is. Tell it like it is. Tell them you're mad and let them see that you're angry. Beat on their desk. And if they call the guards and they haul you away, that's okay. I bet you got the point across. And getting angry is not against the law, folks.
Yet.
Yet, that's right. Maybe tomorrow. The provision in the bill which would require teacher certification is Section 2124E. That's Section 2124E. It's a recent amendment by Representative George Miller, Democrat, of course, from California, of course. The People's Republic is always stirring up the pot. The People's Republic of California has sent George Miller, Democrat, to the Congress to put Section 2124E in the bill to make sure that you can't homeschool your kids. It says, assurance, each state applying for funds under this title shall provide the secretary with the assurance that after July the 1st, 1998, it will require each local educational agency within the state to certify that each full-time teacher in schools under the jurisdiction of the agency is certified to teach in the subject area to which he or she is assigned. Now, the definitions of elementary school and secondary school, folks, include the word nonprofit. This changes the federal definition of schools to clearly include private and home schools. Remember what we told you about the meaning of words. They don't mean what you think they mean. In many cases, they mean something entirely different. In this case, it includes private and home schools, simply because they have that phrase nonprofit in there. Now, watch how they do this. Remember what I taught you about socialism? Socialists need a daddy. Daddy's got to provide everything. Daddy's got to change their diaper. Daddy's got to give them lunch money. Daddy's got to make sure that they have a car to drive and all this bullshit. Listen to the first line, folks. Remember what I told you? Remember how it's done? Whoever gives a benefit is entitled to control. Understand that. And I'll tell you something. If you can't pay to educate your own kids in your own state, then you're not worth very much, in my estimation. Why are you accepting funds from the federal government? Where do you think the funds come from, dummies? Listen to this. Assurance. Each state applying for funds under this title shall provide the secretary with the assurance that after July 1st, 1998, it will require each local educational agency within the state to certify that each full-time teacher in schools under the jurisdiction of the agency is certified to teach in the subject area to which he or she is assigned. Each state applying for funds under this title, each state applying for funds under this title, each little child asking daddy for an allowance. Wake up, babies. You want to be 21? Want to go drink a beer? Want to come in after midnight? Want to be free? Pay your own way. Pay your own way, dummies. The money either originally comes out of your pocket, makes this big round circle through the federal government, during which time it loses much of its value and comes back to you, and you think it's free. You think you're getting something for nothing from Big Daddy federal government. And if it doesn't come from your state, then it's borrowed from the Federal Reserve banks, and you have to pay back not only what's borrowed, but the interest, dummies. Free, huh? Yeah, the federal government is going to improve your educational system by giving you funds and telling you what to do. You better stop this. Get on it. Get on it, H.R. 6, House Resolution 6. We'll be on the floor of the House on February the 24th as it's scheduled right now. Call every talk show host in the world. Get this out. Tell everybody to call. Congressman Dick Armey Republican Texas proposed the following amendment, ladies and gentlemen. Quote, nothing in this title shall be construed to authorize or encourage federal control over the curriculum or practices of any private, religious, or home school. This proposed amendment was rejected. It was rejected by a straight party line vote. All Democrats voted against this amendment, and all Republicans voted for it. Now, why would Democrats vote against an amendment so that there's no federal control over the curriculum or practices of any private, religious, or home school? Well, folks, you should be able to answer that by yourself, so I won't tell you. I will trust you to know. Well, somebody will call after the show and ask why. Well, they could argue that homeschoolers were not intended to be included. However, in light of the rejection of the Army Amendment, in other words, they all voted against it, and the definition of school, then we know that it does. Now, homeschool, private school freedom amendment has been submitted, folks, and it provides, one, nothing in the Act shall be construed to permit, allow, encourage, or authorize any federal involvement with or control over any aspect of private schools, religious schools, or home schools. Such federal involvement of control is expressly prohibited. This prohibition shall pertain to every federal statute, law, or regulation which does not expressly reference this section and make an exception thereto. Two, no federal funds allocated under this Act shall be used by any state agency, local educational agency, or any other agency of government for the purpose of monitoring, controlling, regulating, or supervising any private school, religious school, or home school, except to the extent expressly required by this Act relative to federal funds received by students attending such private school, religious school, or home school. As used anywhere in this Act, the term school shall mean a public school and shall not include private school, religious school, or home school, unless specifically stated otherwise. Folks, my home school has just become a tutelage, and I have just become a tutor. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, and I'll be right back after this short pause. See Carolyn dancing around this studio. It's incredible. Here we go, folks. These are remarks of the Honorable Lawrence H. Smith of Wisconsin in the House of Representatives, Wednesday, May 4th, 1955. Mr. Smith of Wisconsin, Mr. Speaker, there are people in our country today who would surrender our national sovereignty to a fictitious form of world government. That's the first sentence. Just to pique your interest, from the Congressional Record Appendix, Congressional Record Appendix, May 4th, 1955, page A3016, page A3016. Under leave to extend my remarks, I am including an article that appears in the current issue of the American Legion magazine by Zane B. Thurston, What You Should Know About World Government. At its National Convention, 1951, National Convention, the American Legion adopted a resolution which said in part, "We reiterate our opposition to the participation of the United States in any form of world federation, world government, or in any intermediate federative organization which would in whole or in part involve the sacrifice of sovereignty of the United States." The Legion again amplified this strong opposition in a resolution at its 1954 National Convention. In so doing, the Legion has rendered a great service to our constitutional republic by calling our attention to the inherent dangers of the world government notion. It is well to establish at the outset that an idealistic and nebulous abstraction hovering in the minds of intellectual daydreamers, it is very real, it is high-powered, and it is a liberally financed movement, supported by many groups here and abroad dedicated to the task of creating a federal union of the world. My personal interest in the world government idea, over and above the prompting of my natural religious and patriotic instincts, stems from the fact that one of its main protagonists is a fellow townsman. Indeed, much of the spade work which has been done in this country was done less than 2 miles from my home at the so-called Dublin Conference in early 1945. 1945. Did you hear that, folks? 1945. The climax of the work at these conferences and since will be the attempt by the United World Federalists Incorporated, one of the most powerful groups pressing for world government in this country, to expedite their plan of transforming the United Nations into a world government when its charter comes up for amendments in July of this year. It is not my purpose to analyze, criticize the many specifications, requirements, provisions, and restrictions of the various world government schemes which the American Legion obviously considers to be inimical to the continued sovereignty and independence of our constitutional republic. Rather, I shall dwell upon those inherent contradictions, fake promises, and ridiculous notions that render the theory of world government unoperable and impracticable in itself. The avowed supreme goal of world government advocates is the creation of a federal government embracing all the nations of the world. This they consider to be the only conceivable way to establish and preserve world peace. Extremely vocal prior to and during the World War II and in the late 40s, they found expression in such organizations as Federal Union Incorporated, the Atlantic Union Committee, the United World Federalists Incorporated, and various other lesser groups. Before any valid argument can be made against the theory, the best possible case for the opposition must be fairly and objectively established and can best be accomplished by quoting directly from their literature, speeches, and public pronouncements. Folks, that's always the best way, because they always lie, and they always have their facts wrong, and they always tinker with statistics. For instance, in the total of number of people killed by handguns in the United States are criminals killed by police officers in the performance of their duties. Last night, when I read to you the speech of Mr. Owens from New York proposing a resolution to repeal the second article and amendment to the Constitution, we talked about a boy who had stolen a handgun and had killed a bunch of people. Well, what Mr. Owens didn't tell you, folks, is that the father of that boy was a police officer, and the handgun that he stole was his father's service revolver. Chihuahua. I think I'll go to Mexico, too. Oh, sometimes this is so hilarious, I just can't stand it. Oh, boy. I wonder if... Well, never mind. It's amazing. I continue. A brochure entitled, Let's Not Make the Same Mistake Twice, published by Federal Union Incorporated, very aptly states their reason for existence, and can be fairly presented as representing the motivations of all world government agitators, even though not all would subscribe to the Federal Union plan. The brochure, in effect, says, quote, in fact, it says verbatim, quote, after the war will come something called peace. Oh, you, please forgive me, folks, but these socialists can be, you ever sit down and watch a two-year-old kid play and they just crack you up, you're just laughing every 5 minutes? Well, that's what happens when you watch socialists at work, too, because they are two-year-old children. I got to read this again because my whole train of thought, everything is just wiped out. The brochure says, quote, after the war will come something called peace. And it is equally the duty of every American to bear in mind that the fate of democracy and our own future will depend not alone on the outcome of the war, but on the outcome of that peace also.
Cake.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Carolyn?
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake is right. Devil's food cake, as a matter of fact. Oh, boy. And you notice they use the word democracy. Socialists have never understood what a republic is. They've never referred to this nation as a republic. You see, the Soviet Union was a democracy. Cuba is a democracy. This is not a democracy. This is a republic. Dear socialists, a republic, mind you. Oh, boy. We'll depend upon the outcome of the peace. We need a peace aim, no less than a war aim, for victory. We helped to win the last war. We lost the peace. Now we are at the crossroads again. Why? Because you socialists won't keep your fingers out of everybody's business. That's why. Dummies. Unbelievable. Carolyn's cracking up so much she can't even breathe over here. We lost the peace. We didn't lose anything, folks. We didn't lose a thing. We didn't have any business in any, either one of those wars. Now we're at the crossroads again. Why? Do we, the free peoples of the earth, know where we expect to go? Have we a plan to attain an orderly, peaceful, prosperous world based on freedom? Up until now, the answer has been no. But there is an answer now. Federal Union is such a belief. Federal Union is a faith in an expanding democracy and in an expanding, embracing democratic way of life for the whole world. Now, translated, that means, folks, that we don't like the way you guys live in all the different countries in the world, and what we're going to do is we're going to snatch you up, slap down your sovereign boundaries, and we're going to force you to be a part of the United Nations, whether you want to be or not. We're going to force you to be free in our world democracy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we ain't having none of that Bill of Rights stuff, you Americans, you see. You know, we're going to take care of you. No matter who you are, what you do, whether you're hungry or not, we're going to feed you. And even if your diaper's clean, we're still going to change it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I wonder what it would be like if all the socialists had to live together in one spot. And there was nobody else there, just them. What would they do? What would they do, folks? I would love to see some kind of an experiment like that. I think it would be hilarious. The organ outlines a strong but flexible union composed of the English-speaking democracies to be open to other nations as they develop or restore democratic rights, whatever that means. It further proposes that the union would guarantee every citizen the individual rights set forth in our Bill of Rights, the rights of free men. Now, we know that that's false because in the United Nations there is no Bill of Rights. They have never attempted to create any Bill of Rights. And in all the charters and so-called proposed constitutions of the world federalists, there has never been any Bill of Rights, proposals for Bills of Rights, adoption of our Bill of Rights, nor any concern about individual freedoms whatsoever. It's all about the individual must suffer for the good of the whole. And even if we end up with a state that's supreme and only one human being on this earth, it will be better than the world is now. And the state will be supreme over that one human being. And we'll take care of that human being and feed him and change his diaper and give him a job.
And there'll be no aggression.
That's right. And if there is, the state will smack down that one lone left remaining human being. And then finally, the great socialist totalitarian state will reign supreme over all the world in all its lonely glory, and humanity will disappear from the face of the earth. Oh, I'm taking a little freedom here, folks, but you know what? We have to inject some humor into this sometimes. And I know that there's some socialist out there scratching his head saying, that's not funny.
Yeah. Well, what they give us isn't funny either.
That's right. We're fixing to give it all back to them. Only, you know what? I think every socialist in the world should be given an enema tomorrow at 6 a.m. I think that would give them a completely different outlook for the rest of the day anyway. What do you think, folks? Well, maybe I should get serious. Here we go. Going to guarantee everybody everything. And it graciously suggests that it be abandoned for something better if something better can be found. I can't believe that. Here they're saying that what they propose is better than anything that there ever was, and it's got to be, and then they're saying, they suggest that it be abandoned for something better, if something better can be found. I didn't know that socialists recognized that there could be anything better. That's promising, anyway. Not being a true world government plan, that is, not including all the nations of the world, this plan has been forced into oblivion by a larger and more aggressive group, the United World Federalist Incorporated, the main contenders in the world government arena of this country today. Now remember, that was in 1955, folks. Each prominent figures as former Senator Robert C. or G. Hendrickson of New Jersey shouted for world government, making an impassioned plea on the floor of the Senate. In July 1949, he called for the ratification of the Atlantic Pact, eventual Atlantic Federal Union, and ultimate world government. Owen J. Roberts, retired Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Robert J. Patterson, former Secretary of War, Harold I. looks like it is, former Secretary of the Interior, Will L. Clayton, Joseph C. Grew, William Phillips, and Robert Woods Blass, all former Undersecretaries of State, were all officers of the aforementioned Atlantic Union Committee, Incorporated. That side of the page, for the folks on the left, I guess the page was bent a little bit in the copier, and it was very difficult to read, so I hope you understand why I was pausing and in inappropriate places. This committee sponsored Senate Concurrent Resolution 4, House Concurrent Resolution 26, with the active support of 28 senators and 84 congressmen. The resolution stated that whereas federal union in this country had secured prosperity and abundance for Americans, the president be requested to invite the democracies which sponsored the North Atlantic Treaty to a convention to explore the possibilities of forming within the framework of the United Nations the principles of free federal union, the avowed end result of which was to establish an Atlantic federal union as a necessary first step toward ultimate world government. And they did it, folks, and it was called NATO. NATO. The same United Nations police force that's operating in Europe and Bosnia right this moment. Well, it is, once again, that time. We must go for a short break. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after this very short pause.
This ain't coming from no prophet. Just an ordinary man. When I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall be. When we go hand in hand. When the last when their shelter over the forest hanging, we shall be free. The last thing we notice is the color of skin, and the first thing we look for is the beauty within. When the skies and the oceans are clean again, we shall.
Yes, we shall be free. We will. Folks, I went out today and put in my order so I know mine is secure. Now, you better do the same before Monday night, because after Monday night, you will not be able to find one in the entire country. And I'm telling you right now, we were only able to find five, and I've got one of them. I've got one of them. If this country were invaded and occupied by an enemy force intending to enslave the American people and destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you might consider wanting to own a sniper weapon, one of the best there is. Now, I'm telling you right now, the best there is only in a few hands, and you can't go buy it anywhere at all. You can't. In other words, you have to make it yourself, and Monday we're going to tell you how to do that. We're going to tell you how to do it, folks. And it's only to be used in defense of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our freedoms. But you see, we're going to give away the secrets on Monday, and you're not going to be able to find what you need in order to have one. So I'm going to tell you right now, don't delay, don't stop. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Don't procrastinate, because you will not find one after Monday night, and you may not find one after tonight. But you need a caliber 375 rifle with the longest barrel that you can get, with the best action that you can find. H&H is an excellent example. Weatherby is a good example. Anything coming from Belgium is good. These are rare because they're big game rifles. Now, you're not going to understand why I'm telling you this until Monday night. Monday night, it will all be made clear. So, if you want the best rifle in the world that you can possibly have, to defend your country at some future date should it become necessary to do so, by modifying the rifle completely, 100% legally, in fact, to be able to reach out to 1,500 yards. We can't hit 1,700 because that action's gone. But we can get you out to 1,500 yards, folks. 1,500 yards. Think about it. You need a .375 caliber rifle with the longest barrel you can find and the best action from a company that has a reputation for building accurate firearms. Monday night, we'll tell you the rest of the story. In the meantime, you're going to need to protect the declining value of your dollar. Have you been watching the news lately? Somebody must have listened to my shows recently, because now you're parroting what I told you, and nobody said it before I did. Remember, nobody said it before I did. What's coming with this trade war with Japan? It's building. Things are going to get hot, it looks like. You need gold, silver, platinum. You need these coins. And folks, what we're going to teach you to do with this weapon, first, the weapon itself is going to cost you a bundle. And what we're going to teach you to do on Monday night is going to greatly expand upon that cost. Costless America Trading. Do it now. Do it right now. Look around at the faces of your loved ones. Can you tell them that you have provided for their financial future? Can you tell them that you have invested in something that won't disappear, like paper in a puff of smoke, or in a declining market? Or just by decree? Can you do that? Most of you I know can't. Most of you I also know are irresponsible, and even though you know you can't, you still won't make the call. But those of you who know you must, know you should, know what your responsibility is, do it. Call now. 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. Mention my name, William Cooper, and ask them to send you all the newsletters and the information that you're entitled to as a listener to the Hour of the Time. Ask them for all the different programs that they have available, or if you have something in mind, tell them what you have in mind that will protect your assets against what's coming. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it now, folks. Do it now. You'll be glad that you did.
People, I think it's time we stop this running around. This world is going too fast, and we'd like to slow it down. Don't let them talk you into doing what you don't want to. Just learn to say no and learn how to refuse. 'Cause you don't owe nobody nothing except God above. Go out and go after the things in life you love. Don't try to force it. It ain't going smooth. The one person that you should never try to push you. You can make it to the top, but only you'll know when to reach. And I am not just talking, 'cause I practice what I preach. Maybe you don't do all the things you're supposed to. Your boss gives you a job you hate, but you smile, that's the rule. You see yourself playing the game, and it's rubbing you wrong. Oh, you don't know how much more you'll take, how long can it go on? Well, you don't owe nobody nothing except God above. Go out and go after the things
and life you love. Don't try to force it if it ain't going smooth. The one person that you should never try to fool is you. You can make it to the top, but only you'll know when to reach.
Remember, folks, socialists suck, and that's why socialism sucks. It's destructive. It takes away your dignity. It takes away everything. Remember how you felt as a kid? You felt like you weren't anybody. Couldn't wait to get out of the house and be free. Well, that was mild compared to socialism. Very, very, very mild. Well, we're going to go to the phones. You've heard it. Read it to you tonight. That was how NATO began. That was the first steps toward forming NATO, which was going to be one of the first steps, besides the United Nations, toward world government. It is, in fact, NATO. NATO did, in fact, unite the military forces, and through the military forces, the governments of Europe, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, preparing for world government. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello. Boy, I'll tell you what. During that first half hour, you just called and called and called and called. And when we finally put you on the air, you just ran and ran and ran and ran and ran. 602-333-2174. Folks, if you haven't got the guts to talk, don't bother calling. And if you can't wait for a couple of minutes when we put you on hold, don't bother calling. You're just wasting our time, and you're wasting yours. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Bill Cooper. It's Maury in Tucson.
Hello.
I think I have a news flash that you may not have heard of. I'd like to pass along to you.
Go ahead.
The Arizona Graham County Sheriff.
I said it last night.
Okay, that's great. Are you aware that there's going to be a meeting of sheriffs in Phoenix tomorrow? Run by Bob Corbin of the NRA, and they're going to try to get all the sheriffs to be plaintiffs on Sheriff Mack's suit.
Yes.
Good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Did you hear that, folks? I was saving that toward the end of the program. But there's a meeting taking place tomorrow. All the sheriffs in the state of Arizona are meeting to become co-plaintiffs on the suit filed by the Graham County Sheriff against the United States government. And it looks like that all the sheriffs in the state of Arizona are not going to enforce the Brady Bill. Told you, folks. We got it together out here pretty much, except for the Freemasons down in Phoenix, who named it Phoenix, who named it the Valley of the Sun, who called it the Sun Devil Stadium, and the Phoenix team is called the Suns. But they pretty much stay there. You see, we got them surrounded. Except for Navajo County Sheriff is a 32nd degree Freemason. We also know that he has been spending money on FEMA uniforms and other things to help bring about the New World Order. And I think the people in Navajo County are fixing to wake up to this and boot that Mr. Butler right out on his butler, I guess. So how about that? He's still there? He's gone. Okay, 602-333-2174. If you live in Navajo County in the state of Arizona, get rid of Butler. He's a 32nd degree Freemason. He is conspiring with the federal government to take away your rights. He's already spent money on FEMA uniforms. And he lies a lot. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hey, I made it through on the computer. Did real well.
Good.
It must have been a phone problem last night.
Yeah.
Bill, I was able to get a hold of a copy of Vampire 2000, but I can't get anybody that knows anything more than just what's in the pamphlet. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
What's there to elaborate? It's what you've been learning and hearing on this show.
That's true, but is...
Only you hear it in more detail, and you heard it a lot before they ever printed that on this show.
Okay. Well, I've only been on the show about 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And...
It's pretty self-explanatory. What do you want to know?
Well, that's my point exactly. Living out east, I'm the only one that has a copy, and it seems to be only picked up in the southwest, and nobody out in the east is picking it up, and I'm wondering why.
You got a copy shop nearby?
I've got three or four copies. I can't hand them out. Everybody hands them back.
I can't help that. You know, a fool is a fool every day of the week.
I was just wondering if there was, if you had any more activity on that could be...
Activity on what?
On Vampire 2000, if there was any more than what I just had, the pamphlet itself.
No, I'm not involved in it.
Okay. The sheriff's, I forgot the endorsements on the bottom of it. They are legitimate. Soon. I can't find out from anyone here.
Well, what difference would it make? Our admonition is to listen to everybody, read everything. Start your own project of research. And once you do that, you're going to find out more than you'll ever read in there or in my book or anyplace else, for that matter. And then you can write your own Vampire 2000.
Yeah, well, I understand. I think you're missing my point, and I see your point.
Well, I've been trying to get what your point is.
Point is, I can't find enough about it, or just like your show's the only one that's coming forward, okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get some insight on some help on how to get this thing out other than just warping up and handing it to people.
Well, I don't know any other way unless you want to mail it to people or unless you got a network of friends that want to help, but you can't force anybody to take anything, you know.
About the most you can do is to try to encourage them to listen to shortwave, and sooner or later they might respond.
Are you there?
Yeah. I took my radio up to a place that I hang out at a tool and die shop today, and they didn't want to hear a tape from you last night. I took Vampire 2000, laid it on the table up there for a month, and it was never touched.
Well, you know, I got one piece of advice for you, if that's the case. If everybody living around you is that kind of a person, you know what my advice is?
I'm listening.
Move, quick. Relocate. Find some real people and go live with them.
We talked about that last week.
Well, put that plan into action. Thank you for calling.
All right, thanks, Bill.
602-333-2174 is the number. And later on the program tonight, we're going to get into the executive order starting about 1917, actually, and go right up as far as we can go during that hour. And I would suggest you to, by the way, tonight, the first half hour was number 10 in the treason series. The later show tonight will be number 11. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, last night you were talking about picking up Night Vision from the former Soviet Union. Highly recommend against it. It leaks light. Even though they call it passive, through the late model U.S. stuff, it glows at night. And it targets you something horrendous. Just wanted to pass that on.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
I think there's something extremely suspicious about all this Soviet stuff being made available to American citizens anyway. Everything that I have is that would possibly give me away has been checked, double-checked, triple-checked, and can't do it. So, but that was a good call. Thank you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, William?
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
First time I called you, I wanted to thank you for your almost casual mention, probably of maybe the first thing I've heard about a turnaround. I'm kind of the mindset of survival. It was interesting. I was cleaning my Accurize 30-06 caliber, which isn't bad at a few hundred yards. When you mentioned the sheriff from Graham County, Arizona, I called all the local radio stations, and he got booked, I understand now, quite extensively down here to be on the air. So it looks like that you, sir, and my hat's off to you, have let a major cat out of the bag. You know, all we've been hearing about on the waste of time news media is griping politicians, weenie whackers, and ice skaters.
So quit watching it. Quit listening to it.
Well, I don't. But Sheriff Mac, well, I guess he'll be the famous, more famous than McDonald's Big Mac in my book. He's actually going to be on a talk show tonight live in Austin at 11 p.m. So,
yep.
He competes with you tonight, but I'll tell you what, the cat's out of the bag, and I think it's going to get some PR, and it's all due to you, and I think it'll have some major political ramifications with these sheriffs, especially the ones at Big Mouth said they were against the Brady Bill. Well, now the ball is really in their court.
Yeah, they're gonna have to prove it now, aren't they?
Yeah, you got one sheriff that knows the Constitution and that says, "Hey, you guys can't screw with me. We're not gonna enforce this Brady Bill."
Like they can't. It's against the Arizona State Constitution and it's against the United States Constitution.
Correctamundo. And when the other when you know, I would measure my sheriff candidate by that rule. I would say, "Hey, you said you were." For gun ownership. Now, are you going to enforce this Brady Bill? Well, let's see how many backpedalers we got, and any constitutionalist should surely turn out the sheriff or support the sheriff in the election. But I think America owes the constitutional, the Bill of Rights people really owe you a debt of gratitude for letting that out.
Well,
may not have got out.
Well, it may not have. That's the truth. And
probably would. But yeah, we've been faxing. I'm going to fax gun owners. What do you think of them?
What do you mean?
At that Gun Owners of America organization. I'm not too hot on the NRA, but
the NRA is not on our side.
I feel that way too. The gun owners, they sounded a little bit.
Gun Owners Association of America. Listen, don't ask me how they are. Watch what they do.
Well,
listen to what they say.
I'm wondering if these guys are aware of this stuff.
If you don't hear any of them say treason, if you don't hear any of them telling it like it is, then they're not on our side. Simple as that.
I'm talking about informing them and spreading the word. I got some calls from some individuals who I don't even know today that wanted to know more about this. You know, I think it's you're the only one that broke the story. It may never have gotten out of Arizona.
Well, I got another story I'm going to break right now, as a matter of fact, since we're talking about breaking stories. We have another story to break. I broke the story about the atomic energy people sneaking around north of Snowflake, Snowflake, Arizona, looking for a spot to build an atomic reactor under the guise of building a fish farm. And I'm going to break another story. They plan to start construction and break ground within 60 days, and the completion target date is in 7 years from that date.
What's the difference between a fish farm and a nuclear reactor, Dick? I don't know.
Well, one's got water with fish in it, and the other one's got water with fish living around it, or fish drinking it.
That's a good one. But again, for the third time, thank you, America. Thank you on this. And that Owens thing that you read the other night from that fellow from New York.
Yeah.
I almost feel like faxing him and telling him, your Brady Bill is in the trash can, and I think it's great. The Brady Bill, as far as I've been announcing that the Brady Bill is dead. I think it is.
You know, somebody should make up a picture of Mr. Owens standing with a piece of paper in his hand that says, repeal the Second Amendment, and an outraged citizen smacking him in the mouth. Everybody in the country should fax that picture to him.
I'd like to fax him something, but I don't want a bunch of them feds showing up at my door.
Oh, come on. It's time to get out of the closet and stand up and fight. If you're going to make us all do the fighting for you, then go back to bed.
Oh, I do fax them. I'm just so irate with an individual like that.
Well, don't worry about them coming for you.
Yeah.
There's only one list, folks. All of you listen to me carefully. There's only one list. If you're not one of them, you're one of us. If you're one of us, you're already on the damn list. You understand?
I'm going to go fax him right now.
Good. Go do it. And it's up to you people out there to make sure these things don't happen in your town. In other words, whoever's in the town that gentleman called from, make sure that they don't come and get him, or you, or anybody else, unless it's done legally and the person's really committed a crime. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. I traded my Drogonoff for a $375.
I would if I were you. That Drogonoff, I'll tell you what. You come after me with the Drogonoff, and I got my $375 after I get through making the improvements that you're going to hear about on Monday night, And you're going to be swinging with the angels, my friend.
Understood. To add humor to your show, you can think up recipes to make dog food recipes to, out of UN troops.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Not UN troops, but anybody who comes to invade and occupy this country and take away our freedoms and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, which really, they've already taken away the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They've declared war upon us, folks. We have the law on our side. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper. I was on last night, but the reason I called is a fellow talked about how can he handle the Vampire 2000. I'll tell you what we're doing here on the east part of the United States. I've gone to every police station in this part of Detroit, Michigan, Detroit, Dearborn, southeast Michigan, and personally give them the packet, put it in their hands.
Great.
When I see a policeman, I give him a copy. I spent a lot of money, my own money, to get this truth out.
Well, I think
that's how you do it. You got to have balls.
Well, that's
just do it.
That's what I was trying to tell him. I think he'd been doing that, but people have been handing it back to him. So, you know, when that happens every single time, I mean, you just got to get out of there because you don't want to be the. And I'm not trying to disparage Indians, but I'm an Indian, so I can say this. I'm an Indian, I can say this. You don't want to be the only Indian in the middle of the fort.
Well, I don't care. You know, I'm an American, and my goodness, guys worry about their names getting on a list. For crying out loud, you're on shortwave radio worldwide. Why should they worry? There's guys that are still in prison in Russia, for crying out loud.
I'll tell you why, because they want me to save them, and they think I'm going to save them, and they think they're not going to have to lift their hands, and I'm going to save them. And the truth is I'm probably going to get killed before the rest of you do, and I'll be happy when it's all over for me so I can go get some rest.
Well,
but I'll rest easily knowing that I did what was right.
Absolutely, and I believe the same thing. I stuck my nose out in lots of places, and there's a lot of guys here doing the same things.
Good. Yeah, there are. They're good people.
America still have patriots around here, even in the East and the Midwest.
Yeah, there are good people working all over this country to try to get ready, and they will be working, and they'll be doing the right things, and they'll be there when the time comes. And we're out of time, folks. Carolyn, do you want to say anything before we go?
I wanted you to keep an eye on those 16, 17, 18, 19-year-olds. They're beginning to speak up, and they're terrific.
That's right, except for the ones that are being misled and are falling for this Aryan supremacist bullshit and they're joining the skinheads. I'll tell you what, they're making a big mistake. Good night, folks, and God bless you all.
everybody disappeared forever. She didn't have an eye to. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for you living in bones. Everybody knows you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Gonna take another two. Everybody knows you've been discreet. So many people you have to meet. Just have to close. And everybody knows.